If you're feeling good, say yeah. All right, it is time for a little Monday motivation. What's going on? It's Joe and McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. Joe is in Costa Rica on vacay, but the rest of us are here doing the grind. We're at work, so we want to motivate you to have an amazing, amazing day. Okay, so I'm going to kick things off, and this it's going to seem a little sad, but I really took away an incredible message from one of my friends that I haven't seen in a really long time. She posted this. Her name is Christina. She posted this on Instagram and my heart just dropped. And we have the audio. Here we go.
So with that, I have been diagnosed with triple negative stage 4 breast cancer. Triple negative means that it is non-hormonal, so it can be a little bit more aggressive. And stage 4 because it has spread to other organs in my body. My original diagnosis was stage 3 because it was just in my breast and my lymph nodes. But upon further testing that we got done yesterday, we found out that it has spread to my liver. And in and on my bones. So that's what we're dealing with that. I think I'm still in some shock, maybe a little bit of denial. I just don't really fully want to believe it yet because it just seems too impossible. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's not fair. It really sucks. There's really no way around it. It sucks. That's all it is.
All right. So if you're like, oh, this is not motivating me, here's the thing I took away from that. We sweat the stupidest stuff. I watched this. I was stressing about something totally insignificant and irrelevant. This is a girl who's in her young 30s. She has 2 small children and she has gotten this diagnosis. Here's the deal. Today, live your life like it is such a gift. Go out there and do the things you've always wanted to do. It's not a dress rehearsal, and stop sweating the small dramas, everything that's mundane, the people that are annoying you, the small inconveniences, because this is a woman who has got this diagnosis, and like those are the moments when you really feel what's important in life. And I just wanted to reinstate that this is your shot to live your life. So quit wasting it.
Wow. Very good. Thank you, McKenzie.
Well said. That literally gave me goosebumps to no end. So my Monday motivation is from Kelly Ripa, actually. So Kelly Ripa is obviously like a huge health and fitness fanatic, but she kind of delved in onto like why she is. And so she said, you know, like our society, people are living longer and longer, but it's not just about living longer. It's about living better. And not only is it just to like look good, but it's to feel good and
yes,
your quality of life. And she goes, you know, I want to be old at my parents' age with a great quality of life. And so you start preparing for that now. And she talked about, you know, always having an active household, whether it be go on walks, play basketball with her kids, play soccer, get them into sports, or just doing active activities as a family, and also instilling a healthy diet. And she said, you know, these kinds of things will pave the pathway for them. So now they're all young adults, all 3 of her children. And she goes, hopefully, like, I did my job as a mother and raise them with a healthy diet. So now like they know how to make those right choices. Are they going to be healthy 100% of the time? No, but they know how to do it and they know the benefits that it can make. And when you look at her, I mean, she is incredible. She still moves like she's like young. I mean, she could kick my butt in
Kelly
any
Ripa?
Workout.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I love about Kelly Ripa?
What?
Is that her kids? I mean, they're obviously, their family is very well to do with millionaires. And she's like, our family works. Like, I work my butt off. My husband works
right.
his butt off. And she's like, if my daughter wants a credit card, I'm not giving it to her. She's going
right.
to
she
work.
She can get a job.
Yeah,
and
I
she
love
can like pay.
That.
Yes, exactly. So I just loved it. And I think it was very important. Like, you know, people eat healthy and they work out and they think it's like they reap the benefits now, but it's not just now. You reap the benefits for years and years and years to come, and you're setting yourself up for such great success for your whole life to be healthy and have a great quality of life.
I love it. Get moving. All right, Chops, and rounding out our Monday motivation.
My Monday motivation comes from Saturday night in Toronto. There was a hockey game, and it was the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now in the NHL rules, there is one emergency backup goaltender in the building. So that's in case like a team's like goalies can't play, some random guy. And at this case in Toronto, it was the Zamboni driver.
Oh, what?
My
so
gosh.
He's 42 years old. And for hockey, that's like really old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's really old.
He was actually just sitting in the media room waiting to clean the ice in between the second and third intermission. And he gets like a bunch of text messages that say, suit up. And he's like, what? So the Carolina Hurricanes first goaltender wasn't playing, the second goaltender got injured, and the third goaltender got injured in the second period. So this guy had to go in to a game and win it. And so they were already winning 6-1, but he let up 2 goals and he made 8 saves on 10 attempts.
I love that.
So emergency Zamboni driver went in there. He loves like hockey. He's always wanted to play, never made the NHL,
right.
But he coaches like an AHL team.
Oh,
and this
wow.
was his one shot and he got the win. So I think that's so cool.
Yes, that deserves a round of applause. A little motivation for you on this Monday. Coming up, we're going to do
What happened?
What a girl woke up to in her bed. You're going to die. Plus, he celebrated his sobriety in the most insane way. That's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie.